SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. Sit back and enjoy, and remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice.
SwingerCast!
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
Horse and we are whores.
Yeah.
Horse.
That's a tough one.
We're getting ready to get sleazy in the Big Easy. Episode 91. I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to SwingerCast. We're heading out to Naughty and Nolens, July 11th through the 15th.
Oh, yeah. We're so excited and we want you guys to join us. There's a couple of rooms left. A handful of rooms left, so there's still time. It's July 11th through the 15th.
Parties every night, a toga party, a party at Colette's, an on-premise swinger sex club, theme rooms, awesome. Dark rooms, play rooms, all kinds of sexiness going on down there.
Lots of fun people.
So we hope you guys can join us. And those of you that are already joining us, we cannot wait to get down there and party with you guys. And we're going to have a lot of fun. But in the meantime, what we're going to do on this episode, Allie,
is take you back to Desire. We had a lot of sexy time with a lot of awesome people.
I'm pointing at you, Washington, D.C. area, and the entire East Coast.
And Texas.
Twice.
And North Carolina.
And the West Coast. And the Gulf Coast. And Canada.
Yeah. Yeah. All over.
A lot of great friends joined us at Desire.
So we didn't press record until the last day that we were at Desire. And that was actually my favorite day. It was just so relaxing and sexy. We all went down to the beach, a lot of us did, and we were hanging out, drinking, and then we got out into the water.
A sexy lady brought us cocktails on a raft, and we all just kind of lingered in the water, and a guy with a really cool kite showed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we're all just kind of soaking it in, our last day at Desire, and trying to soak in all the sexiness and camaraderie that we had with everyone. And it was just really hot and really, really fun. And I had the recorder in my bag. And we were up on the beach bed next to the bar, and I interviewed two women at first, and then their men join us, about a naughty time that they had at Desire.
Okay, I'm sitting here with two very sexy women, Faye and Polly, and we're chilling out on the beach. They just had an amazing morning, and they're going to share about it.
Yes.
What happened?
Hello, this is Faye. Well, it started last night when we decided, Polly said she would come and wake us up in the morning, bring us coffee, which always makes me giddy. And so we gave her our room key, and she said about what time she'd come. I had dreams about my family interrupting me. Like, go away, I'm going to be busy, leave. And so they came in, and we had a nice time in the morning.
What did you have on?
Yes. I had on a little black teddy with a pink lace up the middle, but it came about halfway down my ass. Hot. And I went and got a bunch of croissants.
Croissants and your café.
Mais oui. And I texted both of them.
To let him know so that G wouldn't beat the crap out of you. Somebody
yes.
sneaking into the bedroom in the morning. We had to warn them.
And I also thought he might need a bit of a preamble, so I sent a picture of Faye and I from the shower earlier in the week.
Oh, that was the hottest picture of you two in the shower.
And so when we opened the door, it was pitch black. And they pretended that they were asleep.
I was kind of asleep. I knew you were coming, and I just kind of lay there and just
chilled. Your breath was minty fresh.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Because I woke up like 2 hours before. I should brush my teeth. I gotta get ready.
Let me see if I can sleep again.
And you told me last night you were so excited.
Yeah, we're like, we gotta go to bed, why? Because we gotta wake up.
So I made my way onto the bed and gave them each a good morning kiss, and then I jumped on G and
jumped on G.
The covers were over him.
Yeah.
And he was hard as a rock.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. And then Sparky jumped on Faye.
And no. Sparky didn't jump on Faye. Sparky came up.
Oh, yeah, he's more gentle.
Faye.
That's true.
Touched Faye.
Yeah.
Fingered Faye a little bit, just gently. Oh, it was nice. And as he's doing this, all of a sudden the bed starts shaking, and we're like, fuck, they're already fucking.
Yeah.
God, they're such jumpers.
Yeah. G and I aren't very good with the preamble.
That's all right. You don't need to be. That's why we do this, because everybody gets something different out of it.
Yeah,
right?
True. So then we kind of just romped around for a bit.
Yeah, romped around.
Frolicked.
Frolicked.
We frolicked for a bit.
Before we went for breakfast, and my little teddy, I think G really likes just lifting it up and bending me over.
So did you have coffee?
I did.
Did you drink the coffee?
No, it was cold.
It was cold, and yeah, we had a couple sips. It was like, thanks, and we ate the croissant.
Yeah.
Like a little appetizer for breakfast. But yeah, G has a thing for if you have a little short skirt, if he can flip it up and just bend you over and fuck you there, that's a big one for
him. That was quite nice. Yeah. So we played around a little bit, and then he's like, oh, it's 10 minutes before breakfast. We better
go. And breakfast to G is very important. You can't miss breakfast. You cannot.
That's true.
I can't either, quite frankly.
But. No.
So we went down, ran down, had some breakfast together. And yeah, let's go to the beach.
Yeah.
We'll go to the beach. It'll be good.
Yeah.
And they had a bunch of stuff they had brought just in case, all of her toys and all her stuff. And they left it in the room. We'll come back. We'll be there in like 10 minutes or so. I'll give you some time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, cool, we're going to go to the beach, and I get my hair up, and I get my clothes on, and I sit out with my book, and we're just hanging out, and they come up. I'm like, hey, talk for a little bit, and then she's kissing me and laying on top of me out on the veranda.
Straddling her chair.
She leans down, and she whispers, what was it? I think you should fuck me. And I'm like, I agree. Let's do it. And the boys were going to leave. And I was like,
did you know what she was talking about?
Yeah, because we had talked about, I want you to
It was on your list.
It was on my list of, I want to fuck you with your strap on, because it's your strap on.
Yeah.
I've never strap on before, so.
So why have you never strapped? I'm surprised that you've never tried a strap on.
For a long time, it was intimidating. Like, to really get that hip thrusting and, you hear everybody
talk about it. It's not as easy.
No.
The guys have to go through a lot of.
That's what I heard, a lot of that. Like, well, I'm lucky that I have a girl here who's so orgasmic, it wasn't that hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
So you, Faye, you wore the strap on.
I wore the strap on. I was the giver.
Yeah.
She was the receiver. And we had done it. We had done it the other night where I was the receiver and you were the giver.
Right.
And it was, the cock is not favorite.
Yeah.
The cock
it's
itself.
Big. It's quite big.
It's big and hard and rigid, I should say.
With ridges.
And so I was like, no, it goes too deep. I have some scars inside and I don't want it to go too deep. And it hurts. It hits that and hurts.
Yeah. I didn't have those issues.
No, she did not, because I'm up there. So we get it all strapped on, and Sparky helped me figure it out. And then, what was it? Sorry, I got distracted thinking about that.
I know. So
we got it on, and I have it on. I'm like stroking
it.
Lubed it up. You know, like it's your own cock. I'd like to do that on G, where I'll sit on top of him, straddle him with his cock coming out, and just... I like to stroke his cock, and it feels like I have one, you know?
Yeah.
So having that on was hot, stroking that. And I was like, oh, and at that moment, I was like, I am no longer intimidated. I want one.
Yeah, that's true.
I hadn't even fucked you yet with it.
No.
I hadn't even fucked you yet with it. So it was fun. We had music going.
Yeah.
So I like to fuck to music. I don't like to
quiet. The first, couple strokes were, Faye was trying to sort of figure
it
out.
What position?
Missionary. Yeah.
I kind of got up in there. I pulled her to me, you know, like they do. They grab your legs and they pull.
Yeah.
Oh.
And she was just...
Undulating.
Like, and it's like...
And going to the music.
Finding the groove. And then all of a sudden she fucking found the groove. And it was just like boom, boom,
And then it was like boom, 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 boom. Slow.
Yeah.
Quick, slow. And I'm watching her the whole time. And I don't want to go in too deep because I'm thinking, like, oh, God, what if I hurt her?
Yeah.
And then I'm like... Yeah, it was all, good. You're good? You're good? Yeah. Is it okay to be too deep? She's like, yeah, let's go.
Deeper, please.
No. No. So, yes. You're good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you came, and oh, this was hot. So like we had, I had my hands like in her hands, and I was kind of like holding her down.
Yeah.
Right?
Above my head.
No, on either side.
Oh, yeah, on either side.
And then you're like, I like that. And I was like, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, so I took both of her hands and I put them above her head.
Yeah.
And I held her wrists with both, in one hand.
Yeah.
And it was with both hands.
Yeah, it was with both hands.
And was fucking her that way. And it was so hot. Just.
I know.
Hard. Fucking really hard. You started to cough. I'm getting wet right now thinking about it. Oh, my good Lord. So good. Oh. Yeah.
So I came, and then you came too.
What were the guys doing?
I wanted them there. I wanted them there because I was like, I might need an assist. I don't know if I'm going to need somebody behind me to help me move. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But they were. We had been kissing before, and I grabbed the bag with the strap on in it. I throw it at Sparky, and I'm like.
Figure that out.
I was like, prep that. And she goes, please. I was like, oh, sorry, rewind. Prep that, please.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, all right. And he's over there fucking with it. It was funny. But yeah, they were just there
they were taking pictures. They took a lot of photos.
Which both of us are kind of picture whores. So we're like, oh, flash went off. That's hot.
Yeah. No kidding. Right?
Yeah. And
then you kind of finished and...
finished doing that.
Yeah.
And we kind of orgasmed. And then you were like, you want to feel a really hard one?
Yeah.
And you got the Hitachi out, and I just put my fingers in you.
Yeah. And then she was like stroking, and the Hitachi.
Up on your G-spot. Yeah. I was just holding.
Yeah, you know, the come hither.
Yeah. And my fingers.
And I was holding the Hitachi, and you had your fingers in, and started to, like, I was doing the movements, really. I was just circling. And then she's going deeper and deeper with her fingers, and then she was right on the G-spot. And
I just pulled forward to me and just added pressure, and she just...
I said, that's true, but yeah, I said, hold still!
Oh, yeah, you were like, hold still. I'm like, yes, ma'am.
She just held still, and that was probably one of the biggest orgasms I've had in a long time, where we almost cry.
Yeah.
You know, have you had that intense where it feels like you're going to cry, but then it's like everything's crossed in there?
Yeah, your wires crossed.
Yeah, I like squirted a little tiny bit.
Yo, you were juicy like that.
Oh, no,
<I'm> sorry.
That was great.
Like that, and it goes great.
I could feel how full my G-spot was right? Because I had squirted a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I need to release this.
We knew that she was a squirter. So.
Yeah, but when I squirt, I'm different than 80-90% of the squirters because I only use clitoral stimulation for
big
squirting.
That's interesting.
And so I like to stand up and just use the Hitachi.
So we were just going to let her do it on the floor. And
yeah.
Then Sparky goes, unless somebody wants to be a recipient. And I was like, oh! And I'm like immediately on the floor laying down. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, so she laid under. She laid under me.
And she was sitting there doing it, and I was getting all excited and hip thrusting. I was like, okay, no, wait, chill, because I remember she told me she needs to relax.
I need to relax.
So I'm just going to stroke her leg.
Yeah.
And sit there and relax.
Yeah.
Oh, relax.
Yeah.
And then
it took me a minute, and I thought, oh, gosh, it's not going to happen. You know, command performance, it's not going to happen. And then I just thought, okay, it's just like soccer, right? Okay, I'm by myself. I'm just taking a penalty shot by myself. You know, nobody's there, right? I don't know if you guys do that, but nobody's there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's how you got to envision. Nobody's here. And then it just started coming
and coming. There was first, like, I don't know, maybe half a cup that fell on me. It just hit my chest or my belly, just that space between your chest and your belly right there, that
sternum, right under your sternal notch.
Just underneath your sternal notch. Good on
you.
And it just hit and splattered and ran down my ribs. And then I'm like, oh, cool, she's done. And then she keeps going. And then, like, another, like, cup and a half comes out and just splatters. And it runs down my breasts and into my armpits. And it splatters on my chin. I got it in my mouth. And, oh, fuck me, it's so good. And I'm, like, sitting there watching her. And she's like, oh, with the magic wand. I'm like, okay, I think she's done. Give me that. Can I borrow that, please? I need that wand, please.
Oh, so
and I had one of my big ones.
Oh,
when you
were
fingering me.
Yeah, I went down.
I had the big one.
You put a finger in?
I've only done it two or three times. And that's certain specific things that have to happen in order for me to...
Yeah.
to squirt, but oh.
Yeah, but I've you writhed big time.
Writhe is
and
not.
I was worried.
Sweetie, writhe is not.
You buck.
Big enough.
You buck.
I buck and writhe and freak out. And
Yeah, your back was all arched, and I had one finger in there, and just I was holding the G-spot.
Yeah,
and then I was like, oh, my God, you're going to bang your head, right?
No, I know it's there. It was cool.
Because we were on a tile floor, right?
Wow.
But there was
on the floor.
Oh, we're on the floor. She was under me on the floor.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's too much water. I didn't want to soak the bed, right?
Yeah, I was like, no, that's okay. I don't want to do
water, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Fluids. There's too much fluids.
There's a lot of water in it.
It's yes.
Good. But yeah, just.
Yeah. And they actually, the boys were, they were awesome. They just sat back and both of them videotaped that whole.
We have it on
sequence.
Video.
Oh,
nice. Squirting sequence is all on video, which is fucking awesome.
And the guys are sitting behind here just with a big-ass grins on their faces.
Like, it was cool.
And then they're like,
well, they're also thinking, and then after that, they let us fuck them.
Oh,
too.
And she's still on the floor, and G just comes down and gets between her legs and starts fucking her right on the floor.
And
my ass is kind of up against the bed because I was just kind of, I was doing down doggy, really, to get a finger into you. And then I just sat back on the bed and kicked my legs up, and Sparky came and
fucked you
and
good.
Came.
Oh, all over you.
All over my chest.
All over my boobs. Yeah, and I love that. And geez, totally, like...
Yeah, it was hot.
I was sitting there fucking me, and he goes... We moved up onto the bed, because I was like, yeah, I got to get up. It's hurting my sacrum.
Yeah.
And he goes, look over there. And I look over, and he's, like, stroking it off onto her chest, and it's going all over. And
His cum is going all over
your chest. Yes, it was hot.
Uh-huh.
And you got it on videotape.
And we got
who
the
videotaped?
Recording.
Oh, G videotaped
it.
Oh, yes.
He videotaped us.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was good. And then we kind of...
And that was, like, 4 hours worth of fucking?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Started at 9. And
well, if you consider the last night plan making, which is part of the foreplay.
That's true.
That's very true.
Oh, yeah. Definitely part of the foreplay.
And then you jumped in the shower.
Oh, sorry. And we almost just went again.
I know.
In the shower.
But we were just laughing then.
I know. But
it was conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
Oh, hot. You know it's good when you just are worn out, and then you're like, let's fucking do it again right now. Look how worn out I am. And then we had to go soak in the ocean.
I know.
So, no, it was good times.
Yeah, it was good times. Well, and then it really started last night because we did the full,
room key swap.
We did the room key swap. I'll just tell it from my perspective first.
Because
I was wearing, like, this little swanky black dress. And I don't often do that at Desire, but there's nothing under it whatsoever. And I was wearing heels. And G just wanted to kind of do the same thing that he did to my little teddy and pull it up and bend me over the bed. And so, again, last night we were done, like, in half an hour. And
like
we're
two.
Texting them. It's like, okay, let's go dance. And they're like, shut the fuck up and leave us alone.
We're not done. We're not even near done.
Yeah, I know.
It was awesome. It was so much fucking fun.
High five.
The guys are here. They're smiling. How was it for you guys? I can tell. I know. I can. You guys.
You need to come down.
It was just horny. Two hot, sexy women just rolling around on the bed with that great big dick in between them. And Faye fucks like a champion.
Oh, thank you.
Honest to God.
Thank you. Oh, I'm all giddy.
Yep.
Thank you. I was really concerned that I wouldn't be able to do the right motions or get it. But once I found that, and the music was just right with the
stroke of it.
Your playlist is very good.
You like my playlist?
Yeah.
And then when Polly came with the Hitachi with Faye's finger in her, holy shit.
Oh, yeah. I have rarely seen her
come that hard.
Yeah.
Her face went completely beet red. It was... She was speaking in tongues. Her eyes rolled back in her head.
I actually honestly thought I was going to start crying. I don't know what that's all about. It's that emotional, thing.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like you're almost going to cry and then you don't.
It was pretty much one of the hottest things I've ever seen in my entire life. Just seeing the two of them writhing together on the bed, and then Polly standing above Faye Goddess, and I guess, like they said, I couldn't even wait. I got down on the floor right in between
you
her legs.
You guys were hard.
I was rock hard. I was tensing my kilt.
Oh yeah, you had a kilt on. That's
and
right.
I just, I couldn't wait. I just dove right in. And
oh, you were nice enough to say, "Are you going to be okay on the floor?" And I was like, "Fuck, I can't move right now. Cannot move."
So, very hot. Oh, I'm glad I caught it on video.
Yeah,
well, and it was really hot. It was you fucking me with her juices all over my chest. Just feeling the stickiness in between us. Oh, it was awesome. Love that.
Yeah.
Dirty. I love it. It's dirty and I love it.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, and it's been, you know, the overall foreplay sort of for the whole week, we've had a really nice connection because we knew of each other, but we hadn't actually met until last Saturday night. So what is that, 6 days ago? Yeah. And it was an immediate connection between all four of us, which is nice, right? We really like that piece of it. There's an emotional component that is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, where you're just like, I know you.
Yeah.
Like that, you know how you meet people, even swinger and in vanilla world, where you're like, wait a minute, I know you.
Yeah.
Well, you've never met him before, but you know him.
It was nice when Faye and I were fucking last night. Like, it was really sexy. It was slow and hot and sweaty. But at the same time, there was lots of times we were just fucking cracking up, it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
One of the nice things for me about all this is that when I first meet somebody, I occasionally get stage fright, and I have a hard time getting an erection and all that. It's not that the person isn't hot or whatever, but it's just I need that comfort level to be able to truly perform up to snuff, so to speak. And having this whole week of getting that connection and kind of getting closer and closer, by the time she came in and woke us up this morning, there was no waiting, there was no, give me a minute, it was, okay, climb on.
Yeah,
we're on.
Climb on.
Game on. And that's a lot of fun for me, to be able to get to that point.
Me too. Yeah,
it's a ride. Climb on.
Yeah. Well, and like we, G and I, you know, like we've said a couple times, have a, you know, very much different style than you two, right? But the thing, after we kind of finished last night, we just cuddled like for, we were waiting for them, but we cuddled for like
a couple hours.
Yeah, no kidding.
I apologize, but it really wouldn't be very sincere. No, we were having too much fun.
Yeah, no fucking way I'm apologizing.
But we
that.
Cuddled for probably an hour, hey, and just we were talking and like we were like really getting to know each other. And he was saying things like he likes fly fishing. I'm like, really? Well, we've done a lot of fly fishing. We have belly boats. And it's like, no way. And then he's like, oh, and I like woodworking. I'm like, really? You like? So does Sparky. He's done lots of woodworking. We have a webpage with all of his woodworking on it. And it was weird. Like, it's cool.
Yeah. You find more of a connection the longer it goes on.
Yeah.
The more you get to know him after the sex. Then you find out there's more and more things in common.
Yeah.
And that's really neat.
Yeah. Well, it's so counterintuitive to most people. Yeah. After the sex, you really get to know them, and I like that part. But it works so fucking well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well,
that was hot.
Did you like it?
Yeah, you guys are about ready to go again.
I know, right? Can you tell?
Well, all right, is it still on?
Yeah.
No, because, you know, that energy is palpable. Mm-hmm. It's our four-way energy, like, is very on. Well, no, our four-way, I mean, you can feel it.
Well, along those lines, one of the things that, you know, we talk about is kind of funny is after a foursome like that, the girls get up and leave, and there's two dudes sitting on the bed kind of looking at each other going, hi. How you doing?
High fives?
Yeah,
what do you do?
You know, and it's kind of that awkward moment for a bit. And one of the cool things about the connection is that there hasn't been that.
No.
I feel just as comfortable with Sparky.
Yeah.
And
just kind of hanging out.
Yeah, we've been two dudes just hanging out and talking.
We commented on that when we were in the, you know, rinsing off our juices in the shower. It was like,
she goes, you know what I really like?
And when we hear them talking in the other room, she's like pointing there going, that. They're getting along. They're comfortable. And
yeah.
It's like, it doesn't matter what combination of the four of us you can get.
Yeah.
And you don't always get that with
people.
I mean, we know a few people, but it's taken time to get that relationship.
Not 6 days.
Not 6 days.
And you know that we're going to be lifelong friends, I think. You know, you hope for that, right? That's what we hope for, is we'll be with on our walkers saying,
hey, you want to get a little walker on?
Well, I call, you know, some people call it walkers. I call it a portable pommel horse.
You would. You would, too.
Yeah. I fucked her back in the day.
Back in the day. Remember that? We'll be all reminiscing and listening to this podcast. Oh, that was so fucking hot.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I know. It's been
or
good.
Both horse. From our screaming this week.
Oh, God. Horse.
I know.
Not horse.
I'm getting it, too.
We're horse. We're horse, and we are whores.
Yeah.
Horse. Horse.
Horse. Yeah. Horse. Whores.
Horse. Whores.
That's a tough one.
Not sure how to say that.
And in G's case, horse.
Oh. May we.
May we.
Yeah. Nice. He's got a very nice package.
You can ride him all day long.
I said yesterday, it's such a nice fit. It just fits.
Sometimes you find cocks that just fit and hit you just right. And I never ever realized that it would be that way.
Yeah, me neither.
That there would be a different feeling.
It's like Cinderella at the ball.
Oh, except there's more than one shoe.
That's right. Well, there are other shoes, but
well, you know, more than one golden slipper.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, good times.
Good times.
Yeah.
Yum.
Yeah. Yummy. Nice. Yay. It's a wrap.
So I hope you enjoyed hearing from those hot women delivering coffee.
I was just imagining them all naked, because they were all naked when you were recording all that. So, and yeah, that last day was a blast. And that's a fun, you know, fantasy to have a couple just pop over in the morning and have their way with you, or, you know, come in and surprise you. But
yeah, you think I don't know. I don't get up early enough to have that happen.
You would be up telling me, you know, get up, brush your teeth.
Well, of course.
Get up,
of course
get
I
up.
Would.
Right? It kind of spoils the surprise if we did that. But anyway.
So thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I just felt their excitement that morning. We saw them at breakfast in between. I think that was before the strap-on. And they were all just glowing. They came into breakfast. And it was our first breakfast to wake up to.
I mean, it was
the last day.
It's the only day we made it to breakfast.
And then I see them all coming in, and they were just glowing. And I had known, because I had spoken with Faye the night before. She was all excited. She was going to go to bed and have coffee delivered to her in the morning.
Right.
So I knew about it, and then when I saw him at the restaurant for breakfast, I was like, yeah, they did it.
Well, what was funny was Faye's husband, you and Faye's husband, that night before we went off and played, you and him were sitting at the bar listening with headphones to this podcast, and you teased him, telling him, hey, come over here and I'll lift my skirt up. You're terrible.
Yeah, that was hot. It was late that night, and we were sitting at the bar listening to what his wife and Polly had recorded.
So I think you owe him.
Huh?
I think you owe him one.
Oh, yeah. I said next time. Because we were all very tired.
Yeah.
we were getting horny again. I mean, this is...
All day
and
long.
And then I said, next time, I'll wear a short skirt and bend over. You can bend me over the bar here. And he was like, oh.
That's hot. A hot day. Great friends and lots of awesome memories. And we'll do it again. We don't know the dates yet.
It'll be in the spring of 2013. And if you are planning on seeing if you can make it to our 2013 trip.
If you go onto our forum, there is a request for dates. We're trying to get everybody's dates, that what would be the best time to go for our trip next year. So just visit the forum and you can vote on a poll there, or just send us an email, john@swingercast.com. As always, thank you all so much for listening and supporting our show and your downloads and your comments. We really appreciate it all. And we... thank you so much.
Yes, we do.